making order out of chaos. That is the Word of God. Understanding that word that we might find encouragement for today and hope for tomorrow, that's this edition of Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Join us. Hello and welcome to this edition of Abounding Grace, the ministry of United Reformed Church here in Linden. Our time together today will take us back to God's Word that we might find that hope, that strength, that encouragement for our daily walks in Christ. Won't you join us? For today's edition of Abounding Grace now, here's Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for being with us today at Abounding Grace. I am Pastor Chris Gordon of the Linden United Reformed Church, and this week we are going to be studying Psalm 46. It's a very powerful psalm, one that speaks to the present day with many different in many different ways, and hopefully will encourage us a great deal as we looked at last week, as we look and hasten for the coming day of Christ. Psalm 46 was written by the sons of Korah. And we read at the beginning, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. We'll stop there. Let me begin today by saying, often we have heard that Martin Luther's most influential text was Romans chapter 1, in which he described reading Augustine for the first time and understanding how a sinner could be right with God, that God provides a righteousness for us apart from the law. But what may not be known about Martin Luther is his deep and profound love for Psalm 46. It was his favorite. In fact, his hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, is taken from much of the meaning of this psalm. You can understand why, of course. As the story goes, when Luther was on trial, he stood in the very place that 100 years earlier, a man by the name of Jan Hus was condemned and burned at the stake for convictions that the Word of God should be in the hands of the people and that we are justified not by our works, but by grace alone through faith alone. These sort of convictions were working in people for quite some time throughout the late period there before the Reformation. And so Luther took a stand. He took a stand for the truth. His love for the Word of God compelled him. Who can forget his famous words on trial when he was asked to recant and to deny his writings? And his famous words came back, here it is, plain and unvarnished, unless I am convicted or convinced by error, by the testimony of Scripture, or by manifest reasoning, I stand convicted. My conscience is taken captive by God's word. I cannot and will not recant anything, for to act against our conscience is neither safe for us nor open to us. On this I take my stand. I can do no other. God help me. We read that and we think, what a bold and powerful saint, where his life was on the line in the Roman Catholic Church. They were asking him to recant the convictions that we hold dear today, knowing that he could face the threat of death. But we really don't get a sense of how much fear he must have faced, knowing that such an affirmation could lead to his execution. At his moments of depression and discouragement, he would say to his fellow laborer Melanchthon, "Come, Philip, let's sing the 46th psalm." And they would sing what we have come to know as A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. A sure stronghold our God is he, a timely shield and weapon. Our help he'll be and set us free from every ill can happen. What was it about Psalm 46 that so embraced and so grabbed Luther? Psalm 46 gave him the sure grounding in an unsure, shakable world. And it can be properly said that trouble in this life is a gulf that seems to separate us from God and leave us empty and depressed and often answerless to the trials in which we face. But the mystery of life is that it is precisely in these trials that the Christian comes to see and understand the almighty power of God. It was Paul's lesson in his thorn in the flesh when he did not understand it, and he cried out 3 times to have it taken away. But the Lord responded, "My grace is sufficient for you, Paul, for my power is made perfect in your weakness." It is in this very seeming paradox that we come to Psalm 46, that often what appears to be the story of defeat is actually the story of victory. It is what is described in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body." That is the mystery of the Christian life. And Psalm 46 tells us the true story of God's power above all other earthly powers. And this psalm is most manifest in our weakness. It is most revealed to us when our hands are open before the Lord and our honesty is laid on the table before His eyes, that often the situations in which we find ourselves and the enemies that surround us and the sins that we struggle with are simply too strong for us. And our hearts raise up cries to the God of heaven and earth, who is our only source of strength and power to deliver us from this valley of the shadow of death. And so the question before us today is really a simple one. In whom is our confidence? The psalmist here is in deep despair. He is like Luther at the threshold of an awful tragedy. The situation is dark. There is no apparent answer. It appears as if the situation can only produce the worst possible outcome. And if this thing is to take place, then the course of life and the course of what we once knew would cease to exist. Have you ever been in such a circumstance? Oh, I'm sure that you have come to some point like this, at least in a state of worry. We worry that if this thing happens, if this scenario turns out as it could, there's no way to recover. If I lose this loved one, how will I go on? Before us, the psalmist had come to this point. It was no mere worrying about it. He had arrived to it and will soon reveal what it is. But it is precisely in the midst of the horror of suffering and tragedy that he breathes one of the most beautiful expressions of trust in the Lord. It is a psalm that diffuses confidence in the one who stands above creation and the tumult of the nations. And so he says in verse 1, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." What a glorious confession, isn't it? It was the very thing Luther learned as he stood on trial, knowing that the flames could soon be over his head, and as he often felt alone, discouraged, and depressed. The reason such a psalm really penetrated to his heart was because he had come to learn exactly what the psalmist learned so many years ago. The Almighty God of heaven and earth is our only source of protection and confidence, and the only true foundation in this foundationless world. Notice I say he had come to learn this. It was a lesson through tragedy. The psalmist here highlights 2 things he had learned about the Lord. The first is that he is a refuge. I love how Luther coined it. God is a bulwark. The word means a stronghold. The word means a safe haven, a place of safety, a fortification, a sanctuary, an embankment. And so here the Lord is represented as the very place of fortification for safety that we can flee to in these awful times of tragedy and trial. We take such a truth for granted, don't we? I'll never forget seeing a picture of some young children in a war years ago. They were very young children, probably 3 or 4. And the picture was very disturbing because in the background, bombs were going off. These children were running naked through the streets. Their parents probably were killed. They had nowhere to go. They were alone. They were terrified and crying. Obviously, it had been a horrible atrocity being torn away from their parents. And they were totally alone in this world. Imagine that picture. All I saw was the horror on their faces. I thought, what happened to them? What happened to them to this day? The sight never left me, and as I think about it today, I begin to get a real sense of what it means. God is our refuge to whom we can flee in the worst circumstances of this life. And this really takes shape, and it really takes meaning when we begin to suffer, doesn't it? When we begin to go through trial. trial we often see as a great enemy, but often trial is what God is using to have us lean upon Him. And we have known it so well in these days in the United States and in Canada that it's hard to imagine all this being taken away. Would we really run to God as our refuge? The Lord, the psalmist is painting that picture for us. There is never a situation or time on this earth when this shelter is not open for you to come. Isn't that wonderful as a Christian? We can picture the psalmist here searching and finding this one place of refuge. And notice that the psalmist connects this to something else. He's not only our refuge, but he is also what? Our refuge and our strength. He is not only a refuge to whom we can come and receive shelter and protection, but he also is our strength. He provides for us the inner strength we need to face the trials and calamities that come upon us. And this is exactly what Paul called us to see in this Christian life, that there is no reason to be anxious about anything. I mean, that's the command in the Bible in Philippians chapter 4. Do not be anxious about anything, but instead, right, in everything by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. So in other words, come to Him as your refuge, and He will do what? Guard your hearts and your minds, giving you the peace that surpasses all understanding. He is our help in troubles, all kinds of troubles. I suppose there are many things that produce troubles in this life. The unexpected death of a loved one, and then the questions of now what? Sickness and a suffering of a child, the loss of a job, on a social and economic level, an earthquake wiping out millions, a plague, again like the bubonic plague that wiped out a third or even half of Europe's population. And they say we're on the threshold again of something similar. And what of cancer? It's amazing today how many dying of cancer and AIDS. I remember growing up in California, and for years I heard them say that half of California was simply going to fall into the ocean because of the plate tectonic shifts. New infestations of insects are a huge concern to the point that the great fear of much of the world's crops are in danger, the complete collapse of an economy, the horrors of war, all these things. Peak oil issues. I mean, we could just go down the list of possible calamities, and sometimes these things happen and people are set on the edge. Now, it would be easy to worry. It'd be easy to fall into distress and anxiety if we had no hope. But as a Christian today, we do have hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ, who is the Lord of history and the Lord of heaven and earth. And so nothing escapes Him. Nothing is past Him. He is our refuge and our strength. Do you know Him in this power? He says, come to me today and know this peace that surpasses all understanding, that He's the only refuge, the only foundation in this foundationless world. Christ, our hope, is in nothing less than Him, His blood, and righteousness. Come, know the only firm foundation in this life, Jesus Christ, and you may know Him more by joining us this Sunday at the Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. are the worship service times. LindenURC.com is the website, 318-0429. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.